NASA is looking to get back into the deep space business eventually. To do so, it needs a new propulsion system that can take people and machines beyond Earth's near orbit. Now, recently it invited 13 companies to submit what are called trade studies, ideas about rocketry that NASA hopes will lead to a contractor that can do further development. Joining us with details of this research program is the Program Integration Manager for NASA, Michael Hecker. Mr. Hecker, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for taking time out to talk to NASA and some of the exciting activities we've got going on.
You know, this is really exciting stuff, but I need to understand better about the trade studies process. What exactly does that mean, and how does NASA use that to its advantage?
Yeah, to understand what we're trying to do with these study contracts, you first have to take a step back and see where NASA's going with our deep space human exploration plans. We spent the last year taking a step back and trying to come up with a strategy that leads to a set of systems and a set of capabilities that let us do robust exploration, going to multiple destinations, and to do that affordably. And that's really what the focus of these broad agency announcements, these study contracts is to look at that launch vehicle portion, the rockets we want to build as we go forward, and see if we can come up with an affordable approach for doing that.
So is that what the deliverable is? They come up with the plans that you might be able to put together?
Yeah, what has happened is we've done a lot of internal work at NASA over the last year, looking at different launch vehicle concepts, different types of fuels. You've got your shuttle type approach, which uses liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen. You've got other things like using other type of fuel types out there. And we've done that on the government side, and now what we're trying to do is invite in industry, academia, some of the national labs to come in and give their concepts on what would the launch vehicle look like, and probably more importantly, what are their ideas on an affordable way to develop the system, and then once it's developed in the future, what's an affordable way to actually operate it and launch the vehicle.
So how is NASA going to be able to use the results? I mean, I presume you're going to have a whole bunch to choose from, a nice big pool.
Yes, we have 13 teams out there. That, like I said, it's a mix of industry, academia, national labs.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've asked them to do is we've given them some top-level requirements. I said we will. We're kicking the teams off next week. And we're going to give them some top-level requirements on what kind of lift capacity we're looking for, what are some of the schedules that we're trying to meet, what are some of the cost bogeys we're trying to achieve. And then they're going to take that and do analysis on different set of concepts that they bring forward. Then as part of that, we want to get costing data, schedules, and their ideas out of that. And hopefully, if this all works out correctly, then in the matter of a few months, sometime next spring, we'll be able to make some decisions on what's the next step forward as far as future solicitations or contracts we might do to get the development underway.
We are talking with Michael Hecker. He's the Program Integration Manager at NASA, and we're learning more about, well, the way NASA is going to get this information on how to create these systems, these propulsion systems. So is this a typical process for NASA? Is this a new way of going about and to find these new technologies and these new ideas?
I don't know if I'd say it's new. It's actually used quite extensively at NASA, certainly on the science side. And actually, for us on the human exploration side, we've used this approach in the past. We're always looking to try to bring in industry as our partner as we develop these systems. And whereas NASA, we have some pretty smart rocket scientists, it's always good to get the people in the room who are actually going to build the systems to help you design these things.
So then let's talk about the heritage systems, the shuttle, Ares rocket systems, those things. Are those going to survive the process and you can maybe cannibalize them to use for these, or do you know yet? Tell me about how those would dovetail into this.
Oh, that's an excellent question. Yes, they're part of the trade space we're looking at. The heritage systems from NASA, what we learned from the shuttle and Ares work, is going to be carried forward. That actually, from an affordability standpoint, making use of your heritage technology plays real strong. I mean, you understand it. We actually already have some hardware in the barn that we could make use of. So that works very well to drive down your development costs. Unfortunately, those systems have a challenge because they are a little expensive to operate. So as part of the trades, we'll be taking a look at is an opportunity to drive down the operations cost to make those that a viable approach, along with all the other systems we'll be looking at.
Now, there may be some other agencies out there listening to this interview saying, hey, how can I use this process? What best practices, lessons learned, advice, template would you provide or would you advise if anybody else wanted to give it a try?
Sure. The process we use with the broad agency announcement is actually a federal method of doing acquisitions. And the nice thing about it as a tool is it allows you to do one solicitation and provide some very high-level requirements you're trying to fulfill and do multiple awards. And as part of that award process, then you can build up a balanced portfolio so you can get the right mix of people from industry and academia coming in to support you. So it works very nicely, and it can be done on a very short order. We released the solicitations in July, and actually we're hoping to award a little sooner than we did, but got the awards done in fairly quick order. And it'll be a six-month period performance, so you can get that quick hit to try to get the information you're looking for and then move on to the next phase of development.
6 months, are we waiting then for, and by we, I mean you, waiting 6 months, then you'll have more information coming up in about 6 months from now?
Hopefully we'll get an interim result before then. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we're kicking off with the study teams next week, and their final reports out will be somewhere in the April timeframe. But yeah, we're hoping to get an interim report prior to that so we can start making use of the results that we get from industry.
Exciting stuff. And of course, we're going to be checking in with you along and see how this works out.
Excellent.
Thanks so much. Michael Hecker is the Program Integration Manager at NASA. Learn more and hear this entire interview again on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.